Clear News Talk, 1590 KVTA, Ventura.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Tom Spence receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on our second hour. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, everybody.
Good. Are you awake yet?
I am. We've been here for an hour, so I'm getting there. My coffee's kicked in.
There you go. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's well over here, Kim. Ready to go with some big prizes today.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff. And, of course, I do want to remind everybody that thank you for letting us into your home or into your car. If you're driving, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Oh, it's so beautiful. You can already tell.
I know. And there's so many great events going on right now. And we've got lots of giveaways. And, of course, I want to give you that phone number right off the bat so that you can continue to call in, because we are always here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And then again from 2 to 3. We've got a great show from 2 to 3, too.
We do our show today. We've got some great guests on it. We've got a lot of things to talk about.
There you go. It's actually our recovery show, and it's recovering from life, anything that you're waking up from. And today we're going to be talking about divorce and really how the
12-step program works, and how it also doesn't just work just for AA, how it can be like incorporated into your life if you're trying to change a habit or something.
There you go. Anyway, so we're excited. We want to have you join us there too from 2 to 3. And again, if you're just waking up with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we do things a little bit different. We want to hear from all of you out there. And so just call and leave us your name and your number, and then one of the team members will get back with you. Also, we've got some Surf Rodeo tickets right off the bat. We've been giving away on Facebook. So go to our Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show, and like us and share us, and you'll be entered to win. And by the next hour, we'll be able to call everybody and give tickets away, and they will be on will calls. So definitely you want to go to our Facebook, like us, and then share us, and you'll be entered to win. Also, follow us on Twitter and in our podcast.
Yes, absolutely. If you have a smartphone, go to your podcast app and download The Kim Pagano Show, and you can take us wherever you go.
There you go. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tom, what are we giving away?
Lots of food. Let's start off with Mrs. Olson's breakfast, 4-2. We also have Pete's Breakfast House. Lure Fish House is giving us a $25 gift certificate. So is BJ's Restaurant. Famous Dave's, $25. And the Lazy Dog Cafe, also $25. The Cabrillo Music Theater is presenting Oklahoma, the musical, and that runs July 17th through the 26th, the 18th, the 19th of July, Tequila and Taco Music Festival at the Collection at River Park in Oxnard. That is going to be a blast. Remember, Sunday, the 19th, is Margarita Day. July 25th, the second annual Miss Plus 805 pageant at Pacifica High School Performing Arts Center in Oxnard. And finally, on July 25th and 26th, Oxnard Salsa Festival, Plaza Park, downtown Oxnard, food, music, dance, fun, and four packs for that. That's good times in Oxnard.
There you go. Let's blow up our phones right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's give a couple tickets away to the Surf Rodeo. That actually is starting here at 8 o'clock, believe it or not. They've got the surf contest begins at 8, and then the street fair begins at 10, and then the beer gardens open and the first band at 10:30. They're starting early.
They
I love
are.
That.
Don't forget the bikini cowgirls.
I know. I know. Word. There you go. Anyways, we've got tickets 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, go to our Facebook and like us and share us there to enter, too. There'll be two ways to get in. And also, let's start off with a Pete's Breakfast House. We've got a gift certificate for there. So give us a call right now. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, we're so glad that you are sharing your hour with us again, our second hour. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Get calling. And I do want to introduce our first guest, Jason Womack. We go back way far, him and his wife. They were actually on my show. Well, they've been on my show several times. We did like the Powerful Couples, and that was a great show. We're going to be talking about his book, The Best Just Got Better, but he's also got a new book coming out that we're going to talk a little bit about, and so everybody will know where to get that. Time to get your momentum going on, and so we'll find out a little bit about that. Also, we've got Daniel Gallardo coming on, and his band is so cute. We kind of met him a little bit ago,
oh,
right?
They're great. I cannot wait to see them at Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, so they're going to be, their band is Square One, and we love to help, you know, younger kids and anybody out there.
Parents are so proud of them. They really are. They're so excited for them, and they support everything they're doing. It's great to watch them.
Yeah, so if anybody out there has something that they want to share on our show, or a story, or somebody that you're just so proud of, that you're inspired by, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. But we want to share it. If you have a business that you want to share on our show, we want to be the brighter side of the 805, and that's what it's all about. Celebrate your life. So I do want to just kind of start off with a little motivation. Do you realize that you've got 86,400 seconds today. And, you know, take each moment, each second, and use them in a good way, in a positive way. So whoever thought that each day was that much?
That's a lot of seconds.
Yeah. So anyways, live every day. This is a gift. When you wake up, choose to make your best decisions, right? So let's bring on Jason Womack. He will be actually talking about The Best Just Got Better. Jason, are you there?
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
Hi, Kim. Hey, Tom. Hey, everybody.
Hi there.
All right. So tell us what's going on and how's everything in your life?
Everything's great. You know, July for a lot of folks is kind of that vacation time. At least they're thinking about taking a little time off. Jody and I have had 8 days of vacation this month.
Nice.
Ready for this? 5 of them, I did not touch email, make a phone call, or do anything business related.
Jason, you're scaring
me.
Wow.
Why is that so hard to do that? We're always so proud of ourselves when we can go a little bit of time.
Like unplug, right? Uh-huh. Unplug. You know what's funny is my husband really bothers him when I have my phone on when we're driving. It's like I get in the car and I'm like, okay, so I'm just driving. I'm not the one driving, you know.
Drive, all tech.
Yeah. And he's like, honey, I thought this was our time. I'm like, ugh, okay.
Now see, I cannot be a passenger in the car and look at my phone. It makes me sick.
Oh, see, I could do it for a second, and then I start doing it, and I'm like, oh, never mind. But it really bothers my husband.
So I just want to talk. So I think that actually bothers my husband.
So he's like, could you just be quiet, right?
I'm like, undivided attention.
Maybe you should ride with
that's
Luke.
Right. I should be like, hey, I'll bring her instead.
I know. So anyways.
It's such a big deal. We actually wrote a little paper for a client of ours in New York, in the city. And I said, look, no matter what, there's only three things that we had to do to prepare for that. And one of them was talking about, hey, what kind of vacation is this?
Mm.
And it was crazy. But when we had that little bit of discussion, I'll be very transparent. There was a little bit of mismatch on the front side. But when we started talking about it and we said, look, we want a little bit, not the whole thing. We want a little bit. Like I said, there were only 5 of the 8 days of vacation. We were, quote unquote, off. Yep, the other 3, we did do a little work on that vacation. But I think what happens is when we do that little bit of discussion on the front side, oh my goodness, it creates clarity on the back side.
You know, I think that that's really true in every situation. If we go, okay, so what is our expectation? Is that kind of what you're talking about, Jason?
It is for me. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if someone says, what's the book Your Best Just Got Better about? And what does it even mean to be at my best? It does take, I think, a pen, a piece of paper, and maybe 5 or 10 minutes on my own. You know, the best
clarity.
The best activity I give folks is take out a piece of paper. On the top of that paper, I write down, I am at my best when. And then there's going to be these conditions. There'll be 4, 8, 12 ingredients that go together into making what you call a best experience, a best day. Maybe it's when you're giving. Maybe it's when you're getting. Maybe it's when you're just being present. Whatever those things are. And then magic happens when or if I'll take the risk and actually share my at my best when with a loved one, a partner, a colleague, a coworker.
Wow. You know what I love? And, you know, Jennifer, I love working with you. I really do.
Thank
Same
you.
With Tom. You know, there's people that you just click with.
Right.
Okay. And I just moved into a new studio for my hair. I'm really excited. The girl, it's funny. She's like giving me all these names for our new little salon. And I'm like, can it just be Kim Pagano and Jenna and Jen, you know, and Sherry and her name? And she's like, you know, I'm like, what does she mean by this? You know? And so I put on there, you know, on her text and my husband's like, you're really going to write that? I'm like, yeah, I love that. I could just say whatever I want to her. And she doesn't judge me, and
right.
I don't judge her. Those are the kind of people I want to be around.
Well, and I think as you get older, too, you know, everyone's crazy and quirky in their own way. It's nice to know that if you say something that's not exactly perfect, it's not going to be a huge drama.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
know, or like you could just be like, oh, yeah, sorry, I couldn't do that. Like everyone has family. Everyone has things they have to take care of. You can't always.
Yeah. You just show up and be your best.
Yeah,
And I guess that's really what this book's about. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now. We're so glad you're here. You got a beautiful day ahead of you. In fact, we're going to take our boat out. That always kind of like makes me a little nervous. You
oh,
know?
Gosh. You know, it's so funny. My kids, I've said this a couple times, do junior lifeguards. And I grew up on the water, on a lake, not in the ocean, but on the water. So anything in the water does not scare me.
When's your birthday?
January
okay.
24th.
Yeah, so my husband's a Pisces. He's on the water, okay?
Yeah, I'm a total water person.
I'm not so much. I mean, I don't mind it. Like Sherry. Sherry loves, uh-huh. you know, although she just...
I bungee jumped from a parasail. I still don't know why I did that. It was in the south of France, but I mean, I was very young. But I was like, oh, it'll be totally fine. It's over the water. And I was very scared when I actually was up there. But I didn't think twice about it.
Wow. Jason, are you like that? And I do want to remind anybody that we're talking with Jason. God, my voice. Jason Womack. And, of course, his book, Your Best Just Got Better. Work smarter, think bigger, and make more. I love it.
Actually, you know what? I just thought of something, Jason, about making a list of when you're at your best when. And I have realized with my kids, I'm at my worst when I am rushed. And because being rushed and on top of it, it's easier for me to do it myself than to give them tasks to get everything ready to maybe get out of the house. And I have found that I am at my best when I'm not rushed and they help because I physically at this stage of the game cannot do everything. I can't get their shoes.
Good
I can't get
girl,
their books.
Jennifer.
And I've even said to them, I do not yell at you when you are helping me because I physically cannot get everything together anymore. And I really try to do that, be at my best in those situations because I know like my triggers with that.
Well, you know, Kim, you know I used to teach up in Ohio.
Yeah.
Off, and a lot of people ask me, gosh, you know, I left the classroom 10 years ago, but people, 11 years ago, gosh, people will ask me, oh, you know, Jason, do you miss teaching? Do you miss being in the classroom? And, you know, look, transparently, yeah, I miss the kids. I miss that daily interaction. But it's exactly why Jody and I started what we're doing. Relative to what you were just sharing, the company we have, it's called timetogetmomentum.com. We work with groups. We work with small businesses. We work with intact departments inside of large businesses. But your comment really brought joy to me, because here's the deal. I can work with two managing directors side by side. They're both running their book of business. They're both building their portfolio. They're both doing whatever it is they're doing. I'll have one person tell me straight up. She'll say, Jason, I work better when I'm under pressure. I have a deadline, and I know that we're all focused. And right next to her, her colleague will say, I'm at my best when we're planned, we're prepared, when everything's dialed, when everything's lined out.
Okay, so
and I go, oh my goodness, what a challenge for you two to work together.
And that is so cool, because honestly, that's my husband. My husband works good with fire under him. Last minute, and
that's how I am.
Okay, well, good, because you're going to be just like my husband. Me, I like everything prepared. I like to walk in a couple minutes early and just go, okay, let me get my thoughts together. Good to go.
Well, and what's funny is my husband is like that too. He's very methodical in it. And I'll like have, you know, like a dust bowl behind me of like, we got to go, we got to. And it's funny why how two people can go together side by side being so different like that.
Yeah. Tom, which where do you fit in?
I like it on the fly. I like it as it comes at me. My speech teacher said that you like to ad lib because you're lazy.
I love it.
I know,
Jason?
It's early. I know it's early on Saturday morning. I'll do one little psychology.
Will you do me a favor? We got to take a really quick break. We got to make sure we get all of our sponsors, and we so appreciate them. Will you stay with us?
We will share it next time.
No, stay with us. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. All right, let's give something away, and how about, let's see, how about some annual, this is a second annual Miss Plus 805 pageant at Pacifica.
This is so much fun. It's on Saturday, July 25th, and doors open at 5 p.m. This is a great thing to take your daughters to, because it's not the perfect body, the perfect hair, the perfect face. It's just a fun beauty pageant, and it, you know, you can really show the fun in getting dressed up and all that kind of stuff to young girls without putting so much emphasis on how they look, that everyone is beautiful, different shapes and sizes. So definitely call us to win these tickets. It's Saturday, July 25th. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and you know what? We've got a four-pack, so, you know, two moms and two daughters,
how
or
fun.
You know, a whole family, you know, four friends, whatever. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want to hear from all of you out there. We're so glad that we are starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jason Womack. We're talking about Your Best Just Got Better, his book, Smart Work Smarter, Think Bigger, and Make More. But also his company and his new website is timetogetmomentum.com. Jason, tell us where were you going?
So we were talking about, you know, what happens when specifically couples work together, but how about just in relationship with one another? And what we found is, again, it's early on a Saturday morning. I know maybe someone's listening to the recording, but psychologically, we look at things through different lenses.
Mm.
And Tom, what you were just sharing about kind of working, not necessarily ad-libbing because of any other reason other than you show up that way, but there's really two ways that people look at work. They look at work through what I call the noun perspective, big picture, end result, what do we need to get there? Or they look at things through the verb perspective. What's the task? What's the action? What are we going to do? And when two people are working together and they don't understand that blend, if I'm talking about where we're going to be in 6 months and what it's going to look like, and someone's getting stressed out because they don't know what we're doing today or tomorrow, then there can be room for misunderstanding. And the moment that we started understanding from folks, wow, you're a noun perspective worker. You're a verb perspective planner. All of a sudden, it got a lot easier for folks.
Okay, so that makes perfectly sense. So what is a noun? What would that be?
Basically, I'll just look at if you make a to-do list and you rewrite the to-do list over and over again, tend to write down nouns. If you make a to-do list and things get done as you're writing them down, they tend to be verbs.
I'm a list maker.
And I am too. Okay, wow, that's really interesting. You know, I know you got to go, and I'm so glad that you were able to join us here this morning. Give us a couple tips and what we would learn if we were working with you.
You know, the one I gave a little moment ago, for those of you just tuning in, there's an activity I call atmybestwhen.com. You take out a piece of paper up on top, you write down at my best when. Underneath that, give yourself 4, 6, maybe 8 ingredients of what go into you being at your best. Mm. I'm at my best when I eat a balanced breakfast. I'm at my best when I think 7 days in advance. I'm at my best when I acknowledge someone for something they did that might not expect it. And then give yourself the gift of your own attention. 2-3 times a day for a week, look at that list and I ask myself, is there anything I could do that would increase the likelihood I would be Jason at his best? As my best as an author, as a husband, as an athlete, as a community member. And I tell you, just putting my focus on that activity at my best when, magic has happened in my experience and in the folks that I've gotten to work with over the years.
Jason, I love that.
That's great.
It's very simple. I love simple things that just work. And I love that. Where do our listeners find out more about you?
You know, right now we've got a great thing going on over at a website called MomentumAndYou.com. We just published a brand new 34-page book. What we did is we interviewed 8 people who have momentum in life and work, and we're sharing their stories. MomentumAndYou.com.
All right, I love it. Well, we're going to have you back. And when does your book come out?
April 2016, but between now and then, we'll be able to share chapters here and there on the down low.
All right.
Oh,
I love it. All right. We got to talk. And I thank you so much. And
everybody, have a wonderful Saturday.
Yeah, you too. And enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. I do want to do a little shout out we are going to be giving lots of stuff away for the 2015 Ventura County Fair, and that is August 5th through the 16th. But right now, they're actually taking forms and entering everybody in from June 1st to the June 20th. Any of your artwork or any of the things that you're passionate about. So it's all the photography, and I can't believe the posters this year. I mean,
hey, there's so many things. Anything that you make with your own hands, there's probably a category at the fair that you can enter.
Yeah, so there's amateur, fine arts, gem and minerals, home arts, that's, you know, arts, crafts, clothing, preserved food.
I was just gonna say
oh my god, thank you so much for now is that like a group that you do?
I do have my canning club, but I was out of, once I feel like barbecue, I am not a huge lover of barbecue, but my husband is. And I feel like once you have homemade barbecue sauce, it's very hard to buy bottled barbecue sauce. So I was out of barbecue sauce. So I had to wake up really early the other day. And so I had all the ingredients.
You amaze me sometimes.
I have everything. So I had the jars. I put it all together. And I found a recipe for a spicy vinegar barbecue sauce. And it was in People magazine. So I'm really copied someone's recipe.
But that's all right.
Yeah. And I can't remember who the chef was. But it's a spicy vinegar barbecue sauce. And then it was just a classic barbecue sauce. And I wasn't sure what it tasted like. Because I said to you, I've never tasted it.
I brought it to our boat so we can use it.
Okay, yeah. Because I have no problem doing it. And like, if it didn't turn out, don't eat it. But no, I don't want to not do something.
No, but you know what?
I just do.
I mix them both together sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Okay, now the spicy vinegar is really good, like on pulled pork, because it's not really thick.
Oh, yummy.
So it makes a great coating for that. But yeah, like someone told me, I think we were talking about this, and you said, oh, you should enter some of your stuff. It is fun. And the next thing I want to can is tomato jam, which is like, I think it's like a classic, like an upscale ketchup.
Oh, there you That's go. You know what's funny? Okay, this is kind of an odd thing, but my husband loves tomatoes but doesn't love ketchup. How does that work?
Okay, if you don't, how can you not love ketchup? I eat ketchup on turkey on Thanksgiving.
Do you eat it on eggs?
No, but one time I had a sandwich. It was like, I'm not a sandwich eater, and it was like a turkey sandwich, and the mom put a thin layer of ketchup on there, and I was like, that's a good taste. Now my kids do not like ketchup, and I think it's completely wrong.
I love it. Anyways, again, go and enter right now to the fair, and entry dates again for all these things are just head on down there, or actually pull up their website at VenturaCountyFair.org. And also the 4-H, all that stuff, the youth expos.
I love to see that.
You know, yeah, my kids, we always loved all that stuff. And a lot of our friends, everybody, you know, they bring their pigs down there and all their stuff.
I have a family that I'm friends with that I know the daughter raises rabbits.
Oh.
For 4-H. And then she actually gave one to me. And I went to pick, I came to pick up a bunch of stuff that they had grown and killed and, you know, sent to slaughter. And my little boy was freaked out. Like, I think he thought we're just picking this stuff up, like, you know, beheaded, but it was all plastic wrapped and sent off to the butcher to cook. But I do have a rabbit in my freezer in the running position.
Ew.
I know.
Ew. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Daniel, and we're going to be talking about Square One and actually Battle of the Bands right over at the Pirates restaurant. Yep. And we'll find out all about that. But we want to get out there and cheer for him. And
awesome.
Yeah, but let's give something away again right now. How about we've got, let's see, how about Tequila and Taco Music Festival at the Collections at River Park in Oxnard? That's July 18th and 19th. We've got tickets. And again, call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, but also go on our Facebook, because that's just another way to enter.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we got lots of ways to enter. And of course, get one of our newsletters. They go out every week. And also, we want you to vote for us.
That's right. Vote for us for the best radio personality of Ventura County.
Yeah, and that's on the VC Reporter. Right? And also, thank you so much for making us your favorite last year and this year. So again, we just got another contest. We got lots of things going on. We're so glad that you are joining us here. I do want to remind you, we are here every morning from 6 to 8 on Saturdays, and again from 2 to 3. And give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, to win your Tequila and Taco Music Festival tickets. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. And it's beautiful out there. Oh, my God, there's so many things I want to remind everybody. The surf rodeo is about to start, and that's from 8 on. And I don't know if you're into – have you ever surfed?
I have surfed before.
Of course you have, okay.
You know, because I'm a water person, and I have zero athletic ability.
So do you not
have good balance?
Yeah. Are you afraid of like sharks or any of that stuff at all? No.
Is that weird? I know, but like when I snow ski, I go because my husband likes to go, and I have fun, kind of. But I'm very serious. I don't want you to touch me because I'm not gonna fall. Like that makes me nervous. Like,
yeah.
I don't
that's
have.
Great.
A
Isn't
good
that
time.
Great? Yeah. That's weird. Anyways, all right. We are so excited. We've got Daniel Gallardo on, and of course he's got his band Square One, and he's gonna be with the Battle of the Bands. But before with that, we want to give a couple things away.
Also want to remind everybody that it's 7-Eleven today.
I
which
know.
Means
Slurpee.
Free Slurpee Saturday.
Yeah,
so your kids, get there early. Get your free Slurpee. Super fun for everybody at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I see the lines already. I was like, you know, Tom, are you already going or what, right?
I know. When I was in college, the 7-Eleven had a Diet Coke Slurpee, and that was the best because it was sugar-free.
I like the banana.
I have to. My kids love like the fill everything, mix it together.
Oh,
I think when we were young, we called it suicide.
Yeah. Oh, God. My kids like that,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
They even take all the drinks, and I'm like, oh, how can you even drink
it? It tastes good.
I know.
Okay,
yeah.
But we have a great thing here from The Habit.
Well, one of my
grill,
favorite
best.
Places. Yep.
If you're a coach and you've been coaching some kids this summer and you want to reward somebody, and maybe it's not the best athlete on
your
team.
Or your kids,
or
right?
Or your kids, absolutely. Maybe it's not the best athlete on your team, or it's someone who's just there every day and shows up and tries their hardest. We have a certificate of achievement. Give us a call. We'll give that to you. And
we actually got a 4-pack. We're going to give
a four pack
out.
Look at that.
I
See?
Know.
Okay,
yeah.
So we have a 4-pack plus the certificate of achievement. You can be fun mom for the day. Take the kids out for a hamburger. Reward somebody who's been doing a good job.
There you go. And it's a hamburger and French fries and a drink.
So that's super
fun. Call in right now at 419-0008. 419-0008. Daniel, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. So tell us about yourself. One, your band is Square One, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And when did it get started? How long has it been going on?
Well, so we originally started as Nefarious, and we were playing in that band for about 6 months probably.
Ah.
And then as of about a month ago, we got rid of our singer, and then we changed the name. We got a bass player, and then we got another guitarist.
So I love the name. Back to Square One, right?
Yes, exactly.
I love it. But what are you doing that special? When is the Battle of the Bands?
That Battle of the Bands is today, actually.
Yay!
We go on at 10, and then the actual show itself, like the show where all the bands are starting, that's at 9.
Oh.
So we're the second band on.
You're the second band. Okay. So, and tell everybody where it's at. It's at Pirates Restaurant?
Yeah, Pirates Bar and Grill in Oxnard.
Okay, cool.
So that's a really fun thing for people for young kids under 21 to come out and do tonight is go to Pirates Bar and Grill, Battle of the Bands.
Hear all the different bands. Vote for Square One, right?
And tell us where you all are from. What schools are you all from?
Okay, so we're all from different schools, which is interesting.
How did you meet? How do you guys all meet?
Well, we all met through this one music school called Rock Nation.
My son used to go to Rock Nation. I love it. All right. That's very cool.
There's one in Agoura, and that's where we That's where we've met.
All right. Oh, that's cool. That's I didn't even know that. Okay, yeah, my son Sean went over there, so that's cool.
Okay. So I'm from Camarillo, so I go to Camarillo High School. The guitarist, Alan, he's 16 years old. He goes to Westlake High. And then the other guitarist, Tommy, he's 15, and he goes to Oak Park High School, I think. And then my bass player just graduated.
Nice. So is he your driver?
So yeah. Great. So everyone can come out and vote for Square One, and you probably have hit every school around here. So they're definitely voting for someone from their own school. So that's really fun.
Yeah. And Daniel, what is your musical motivation, like your inspiration for all of this? Is there something that makes you, you know, just happy when you're doing it?
Yes, it's just playing shows live. There's not really anything like playing live in front of a lot of people and like seeing when they really appreciate it. That's kind of just like what drives it, really, because that's what we work really hard to do, and that's what we practice so much for our live shows.
I love it. I just want to share that I met your dad on Facebook, actually, right? And he's like, hey, is there any way you can get my son on? And I love that. And, you know, I love when supportive parents believe in your kids.
Oh, absolutely. And you're obviously great kids. Your parents support everything that you're doing. I think it's really nice to know that there's so many different things for kids to do. Just get involved and find something your passion and do it, even starting at a young age.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that I know we talked about before is really, you never know unless you ask, right? I mean, just ask and you shall receive. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. So I hope that you got that message, because, you know, you can pretty much do anything in your life.
I always tell my kids, you can question it. You just have to be respectful when you ask and take whatever answer they give you.
There you go. Right. Mm-hmm. So, so let me ask you a question. What do you see for your future?
For my future, I hopefully see doing music as a career.
There you go.
Are you going to try out for any reality shows that, you know, like America's Got Talent or American Idol or anything like that? Do you see Square One trying to do something like that?
I don't know. We've never really thought about that. That would be an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Because I think I was just, they're like doing the auditions for Voice right now. I think they're at the Topanga Mall.
Yeah, Daniel, get all over that. Okay. I love it. Yeah. So what is, I know that you have a lot of songs that you play of other people's, but what's the one song that you guys made is individual, that's yours?
Yeah, that we're writing.
I mean, we're working on a couple right now. So, I mean, the one that we're like farthest on is just, I mean, I'm still not really sure what I want to name the song yet.
I'm trying to figure it out. All right. What's it about?
Well, it's basically just about trying to make music a career. That's really all it's about.
Okay. That's very cool.
That funny you said the great feeling that you get when you perform in front of a live audience? I always wonder, now I have a story to that, but I don't think everyone has that need.
No.
Or do you think that they do? To stand in front of people and get
Well, you know what's funny is my husband, we were at a restaurant last night. In fact, happy birthday to Laura over at Mission Oaks. We went to her birthday party over there.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you, it was like the most amazing birthday cake from
Bread Basket.
Oh, my God. It had like, it was like amazing. So here I am. I'm like, oh, no, thanks. So my husband has a piece and I'm like having a bite. And I'm like, so she goes, are you sure you don't want one? I'm like, and my husband's like, oh, no, we don't want one to take home. I'm like, I do. And so I never say that, but it was so good. It had like slivers of chocolate in the strawberry.
I'm sure you've been over to their storefront.
No.
Okay. They have, you can order sandwiches. There's a bakery. It's amazing.
Oh, anyways. Really good. So, but it's funny. So he had this great guy singing. In fact, I actually got his card here because I was thinking of you, Daniel. But his name's Brad. A shout out to Brad Kirsch. We were listening to him. My husband goes, I would never do that. I would never sit there. And I was like, oh my God. So, you know, I went over and gave him a tip and he was so appreciative. But it's funny. It's like, some people don't have that need.
I can remember right. when I was leaving the hospital after I had my first child, and I'd stayed there for 5 days for whatever reason. I had a C-section or
it
something.
It was a long time ago. Now they drive through.
Yeah,
no.
My doctor's very old school, stayed for 5 days. And for some reason, when I was leaving, they brought up a child's wheelchair. So of course I wouldn't fit in it. So so that was disturbing enough. But I had to walk out of the hospital, which never happens. And I can remember I felt like everybody was looking at me. And I said to my husband, this is what it must feel like to receive an Academy Award, because that was how I felt.
That is
so walking
funny
out of the
that
hospital.
You wouldn't even relate that.
And all the people, because it was a new baby, so everybody's looking. And in my mind, that's what I felt like as I was walking to the car. And it was the best feeling ever.
Oh, you liked it.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, so
you
could be on stage then.
Oh, absolutely. I should have been a star.
I love it. You're so funny. So Daniel, is that feeling that you get when you're in front of everybody? Do you ever get nervous and forget the words, or, you know, because you're a singer too, aren't you?
Well, I mean, occasionally I make mistakes because, like, no one's
perfect
when they
good
perform.
Job. Yeah. But you just pick up where you kept going, right? And just carry on.
I mean, I never drop the beat or anything like that, because, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like
I'll give you a tip.
I don't feel like there's a need to feel nervous, because, I mean, anyways, usually if you mess up, no one can tell anyways. So also that.
Just say watermelon. Just mouth the words watermelon, and it could be the words to any song.
Really?
Yeah. So, Daniel, there you go. That's a little tip for you when you're performing.
Jennifer, where'd you hear that?
I don't know, but
it's
true.
I don't know. Watermelon.
But if you just mouth the words watermelon, it could be any words to any song.
Who told you that?
I don't know, but I'm a big singer when I dance, so.
Oh, you're scaring me. Let's give away, for tonight, actually, we'd love to get this in somebody's
hands.
Yeah,
go check out Battle of the Bands at Pirates here in Oxnard, and Pirates Restaurant Bar and Grill. We have a $10 gift certificate. Give us a call. You can win that. Take your kids out to see Battle of the Bands tonight, and definitely vote for Square One. And you vote by cheering as loud as you can, and the more people they get there, the better their chances are to win. So check them out tonight.
There you go. Thank you so much, Daniel. And we're going to bring you in after you guys are winners.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks. Have fun tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. We're going to take a really quick break. And, of course, we want to give something away. How about we've got the Oxnard Salsa Festival kicks off with the special Friday night concert. That's July 24th at the Plaza Park. And we've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. And, again, the concert runs from 7 to 9, and then also they've got lots of stuff down there. I mean, you just got to get call in right now at, again, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you here this morning listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Before we get started, I just want to remind everybody, if you're not feeling great and you can't really figure out what's going on, thermal imaging of SoCal is a great way to find out what could possibly not be working the way it should be in your body. It's non-invasive. It can help detect signs of breast cancer earlier than other things and than other scans, but even if you're not looking for something so serious like that, you just can't figure out maybe why your teeth hurt, you're having digestion problems, thermal imaging of SoCal, give them a call at 310-463-2318 and MJ will help you out. And I think, Kim, this is a great thing to do for offices. As a, you know, a lot of companies offer like these for their executives, like special.
Well, it's portable, so that exactly, she can bring it in and everybody can, you know, it's about honestly taking care of yourself before
God forbid you're sick. Just a face image, and that can even we've met with MJ several times, and she says just by scanning your face she can tell what's going on in different parts of your body.
And you know what, in fact, that kind of leads into our dentist, Dr. David
Villarreal. Amazing. I love that he's a holistic doctor and that he can put, you know, go back in there and take out all those old fillings from when we were young and help you, your kids. You know, sometimes like kids need root canals and crowns when they're really young. You maybe don't want to put that in their mouth at such a young age. So give him a call at 805-375-2233. We'll get you all fixed up with thermal imaging of SoCal, get your teeth all taken care of in a holistic approach at a biodental healing, and get you ready for the new year starting in September.
All right. There you go. Okay. So I know you're asking me in the break about movies. Okay. And really not even movies, because it goes into video games and all that
everything.
Stuff.
My question was to you, I know your kids are older, but I have a teenager. And so we're on the cusp of, do we do the bad video games? And when I say bad, like the teen, I'm kind of okay with, but the mature video games, the M, do we do those? Do we not do those? When do you do those?
I think, you know, I mean, we talked about this as one is, do you want your kids lying to you? Right.
Somebody told that to me.
So you don't have them at your house, but some other parents think it's okay, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. So I have a friend who told that to me. She said, if you don't let them play them, you're setting them up to lie when they're not with
you. So it's all about communication. It's about saying, you know, what's your thought? I mean, you know, there's so many wacky things going on in the world. In fact, I kind of wanted to just, I'm so glad that doctor got 45 years. I mean, it's purely for money.
I know. It wasn't purely even like he money. Was crazy and thought he was helping people.
You know what? I looked at him and he looked like a normal person. And so, again, I want to just say second opinion every time with any kind of a professional, you know, a financial, insurance. I mean, you really want a second opinion, a doctor.
And it's not because you don't think someone's doing a good job. It's really, you always need a second set of eyes on something. If you write a term paper, you want someone to look at it because you need a second set of eyes to go through it. And you especially should do that with your body.
Yeah. Anyways, but back to, it's all about an opinion. It's about really what, you know, what do you see when you're playing that? You know, I mean, we need to make sure that.
And it's funny because I love a good cap gun. Like, to me, there's nothing better than a good cap gun. So it's not that I have an aversion to guns, but I cannot buy those video games, the Call of Duty and all that, and bring them into my own, like myself.
And that's good. I mean, you have to have your own boundaries.
And I've told my son, if you go to someone's house and they have it there, because I don't want him
to
lie to me.
You hit the jackpot, right?
That's what I said. I go, that is a good play. You know, like, lucky for you. But and I do have certain limits on some of the video games, like, I just think that are inappropriate for his age, like Grand Theft Auto. And we all have our own triggers. But he got this new video game and it was a freebie that he had gotten somewhere. And I said, you know what? I'm really sorry, but those are real people and you cannot have that. You have to trade it in, do whatever, and I will buy you anything
else
that you want.
Did he throw a fit?
Right now, I'm probably not his favorite person.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I know, right? And I feel the same about movies, too. I'm not a lover of animation. I like real real shows. And I, it's like, oh, stop putting the bad words and stuff in it so we could just watch everything.
I know. But
then they're starting to get old enough. I figure if you hear bad words, you know you're not allowed to say
them.
Yeah,
you know,
so
like that. It kind of goes back to you've learned everything in kindergarten. Everything you need to know, you've
learned in
right?
kindergarten.
Yeah,
isn't that true?
Because seriously, if you've already set morals, you've already set standards, you know, I mean, yes, they do go off on different roads. That's obviously, you know, our recovery show and that kind of stuff. But you know what? It's all about really just, you know, teaching them everything that...
You kind of have to have faith in the fact that you did a good job and they're going to probably choose the right path.
If
it's, you know, so yeah, the language I don't have a problem with because they know they can't talk that way.
Right.
But, you know, then, you know, you get to like the sex and the, you know,
it's
the
just
nudity.
So explicit, you know, I mean, everything is like, there's nothing to imagine anymore.
I know, but I really want to see the new Vacation, but it's R. So I'm like, well, maybe we'll rent it. And if there's anything bad, we'll pause it or fast forward
it. Okay, how about Ted? Ted 1, Ted 2. A little teddy bear. Could they make, like, a teddy bear is like this loving thing. And now it's this, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But everybody loves that show, you know.
My son, he told his mom, he's in middle school, I want to be a teddy bear for Halloween. So she's like, oh, that's fun. So he got the paws. And I think.
So he's not sweet.
No. I was like, you know who he is, don't you? He's Ted. That is not, like, he's not going to be the Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, my God. Anyways, let's do a giveaway right now. How about a Famous Dave's. We got Famous Dave's call in right now at 419-0008. What do you got going on this weekend? Are you going to go over to the Surf Rodeo?
My boys really want to go over to the Surf Rodeo because that looks really, really fun. And I think I'm going to head out tonight with my really good friend and her daughter and some friends to the Battle of the Bands at Pirates. I think that will be, she actually is in high school and she supports one of the band members. So that will be really fun.
That will be really
good. Yeah, so we're going to head over there tonight.
There you go. And so we got so many things going on. It's beautiful weather. We're going to actually take our boat out today. It's a little scary for me. But, you know, I'm sure my husband's going, oh my gosh, seriously, Kim, you know.
Please tell me you do not wear an Orange Life Vest while you're going.
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
No, but what I have to do is I have to learn how to bring the boat back in. So you have to, when it's just coming in, you have to get out, go on the, you know, up on the deck. He's like, you just have to take this pole and pull the rope. And I'm like, I have to do that.
Where's
my sons when I need them?
I grew up water skiing. That's what I've always done. And so one time I went with a group of friends and we had they had a boat. And so they backed the boat in. And for some reason, this guy could not do it. And I was with my friend Christine, who I grew up with. And he kept going back and forth and he could not turn this boat around. And so finally, there's like a huge line because it's like a local lake. And finally, we're like, oh my gosh, we have to help him. And it was kind of like, we didn't want to like overstep our bounds, but I'm like, I can totally back this boat in. So he got out and I backed it in and she was in the boat ready to walk it off. And it was so funny because everyone was just like, oh my gosh. But it was such second nature to us because we'd done it our whole life.
Well, that's just like my kids grew up on Wave Runners, you know?
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. Same thing.
And so... It's like they're river rats. I mean,
totally.
Right? But it is interesting. That is probably got to be the most stressful thing when everybody's lining up to take their boat out or bring it in. And you could just see
and
the
once
talent
you
and
get,
yeah.
it, get in that space. Because I myself have gotten out of the car and let someone else do it. A stranger.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it.
Well,
it
everybody's lined up. There's the pressure. You've got minutes because the water or the wind, it is like the most stressing thing. And oh gosh. So we were in Laughlin and the same thing. I'm telling you, there was this mom and she was trying to, because it really does take two people.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So one, how do you back up your truck, drop your boat, then get in your, you know, and then, okay, now you got to take this long trailer up and it doesn't turn right with you.
No.
It's a whole process. But
I will never forget my friend and I. We didn't want to like overstep our bounds or embarrass these guys, but we got that boat in the water with no problem.
There you go. I love it. Well, anyways, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of a few things. One, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give away a Mrs. Olson's breakfast for two. And that's kind of like just that beach weather out there
it
and
is.
Summer and just enjoy it, you know, but gosh, one, make sure you put your sunblock on. We all forget those silly things that,
reapply.
And but not only that, really just take your day and really check in with yourself through the day. Are you really invested in your life? Are you doing what you love? And are you taking care of that moment of your life? I mean, how you go through your day and you're like, oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Or you spend so much time doing something and
Yeah, like you just told me you took all your china out,
I mean, I don't know what I was even
thinking. What were you thinking?
Because in my mind, I'd seen a picture in a magazine, so I was going to restyle my china cabinet. So I had this whole picture, but somewhere along the line, I got sidetracked and I had to go pick up a lacrosse stick, and then my kids wanted to go to In-N-Out. So right now, my house is a complete mess.
And does that make you nervous?
It doesn't make me nervous. I think I need to find my inspiration. That's what makes me nervous, that I'm not going to find my inspiration to put this all back.
Right. So anyways, I take on little small projects, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So again, you know what? Let's give another thing away. We just want to hear from our callers. We want to make sure that we're doing our great job out there. What else should we give away? How about Lazy Dog?
Oh, I love
We actually have
Lazy
our dog,
dog
down at our boat with us today. And I
oh,
love that
do.
Restaurant because you can always sit out on the patio with your dog. So call us right now, 419-0008. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And that is the Brighter Side of Recovery. We've got actually talking about divorce, right?
It's a really great book on how to get through there's stages of death or grieving. There's the stages of divorce and different things that you should do to get through the process. One, of course, the most important is forgiveness and moving on. And then also the 12-step program, It Works If You Work It. I love that title.
I know. But that's really, that goes along with anything. Anything you do, it works if you work it.
It's kind of like, it's like Weight Watchers.
There you go.
Every doctor will tell you that's the best way to lose weight.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I want to say thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Every Saturday from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. Give us a call if there's something you want us to spread the word about. We would love to help you do that. And again, look at everything on the brighter side. And of course, we end our show with a moment of happiness. Self-confidence is the foundation of all great success and achievement. With that, Jennifer, Kim, Tom, we'll talk to you later. Have a really great day.
Bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity.